Hello, hello. It's time for another daily show. Is it getting boring? Or anyway, 37, episode 37. And today I've got a little exercise for you if you do want to take the challenge, because it's quite tough. It was difficult for me to come up with the best 10 movies. Yes, I love movies. I'm a massive fan of movies. So I have made a top 10, but it's probably going to change over time. But here it is. I'm giving you as it is, hot, fresh, hot the pan. I don't even know if that means anything. But anyway, first one. Should I go on number 10 first and then go to number... Yeah, I think we should do that. Top 10, number 10, Untouchable, Intouchable. The French version, not that I don't like you Americans, but your version of it's just not nowhere near as good as the French version. Omar, the black actor in the movie, is epic, and the other one as well, which I forgot his name, which I love about the movie. It's actually a true story, and I love true stories. You know, I really always love true stories, because I just love the humankind, the human spirit. So Untouchable, please just check out the French version. And I know you might, if you're not French, you might have to read the subtitle, but it's worth it. It's well worth it. It's a masterpiece. And I'm not saying this because I'm French. I love French cinema, but I'm not saying it's the best. But this movie, honestly, is the masterpiece. Number 9, Sea Inside. I think it's a true story. Yeah, I think it is a true story about this guy that was in the movie. Anyway, jumped into the sea, broke his back basically, and he was basically just couldn't move anything, and he could just move his mouth or you know, very 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 sad. But it's about, you know, he wants to kill himself, and the government doesn't want to kill himself. So in the end, he get help from people, and it's a touchy subject, because it's like, oh yeah, we shouldn't kill people, but in the state that he was in the end, knowing when you got your mobility and you can do anything you want, and then you're stuck in a bed and you've got to rely on people around you, I don't think that wouldn't pass my head to actually finish it, because I don't know, it's a touchy feeling, you know, whatever you think. Who are we to judge others that wants to end their life? There's no quality of life for them. Is it bad because of people, are you leaving people behind you? Society really does not allow this, but I don't know, who are we to judge when somebody is just not having the best of time, and that's not even qualify it. It's I watch it. The Sea Inside, this Spanish actor, really good actor. I love him. I'm going by his name right now, but he's a very good actor. Number 8, Fight Club. I mean, come on, if you haven't seen The Fight Club yet, you are insane. You need to watch this movie. I remember seeing it the first time, and God, I think it's David Lynch. Yeah, I think. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the end coming. I was gobsmacked. I loved it. I'm not gonna tell you if you don't know, if you haven't watched it yet. It ain't about fighting, because I think when it came out, it's a movie about boxing. Wouldn't care. I don't really care about this. And I was ashamed, because I watched it like 3 or 4 years after it was released, and God, my God, it's one of the best movie I've ever seen in my life. Very clever the way it's been done, and beautiful. A bit similar to the Usual Suspect, Kaiser Soze. I love that movie as well. And I could have made that one in the top 10 really, but I've mentioned it afterwards. Number 6, The Godfather. Hey, come on, The Godfather. I couldn't put not The Godfather in the classic. I mean, actually, I could have put it out, because I haven't watched it for a while sometimes. But I still had a really good time watching it, because, you know, it's a very good movie. But you've already seen it, so there's no point talking about it. Oh, number 5, The Dark Knight. I mean, Christopher Nolan, the director. I love his stuff. I just love The Dark Knight. I think it's entertaining. I think it's great. It just keeps on giving. Beautiful, beautiful shot. Beautiful, beautiful actors. Great actors. It's fantastic. Number four, Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction. I mean, come on, Pulp Fiction. You know, wow. You know, what can I say about that? You know, the way the story is put together. It's beautiful. It's great. The actors are amazing. You know, Quentin Tarantino. Just did a masterpiece there, isn't he? Although I do love his Inglourious Bastards. I do love that one. I think after Pulp Fiction, for me, is Inglourious Bastards. Number three, Big Fish. I don't know if you've seen this big thing from... shit, can't remember his name now. Oh, man. Well, anyway, Big Fish. Was it the actor name? Oh, man. It was the top of my tongue and it just went... Big Fish, beautiful. The way the dad is telling stories, being embellished stories, and everybody thinks he's a liar, but actually it's all come from the truth. And it's a really nice story. You know, it's a happy, happy watch, happy feeling movie. You know, I think everybody should watch that. Number two, Gladiator. Gladiator. Come on. Who doesn't want to be Maximus, you know? I think we were a friend in England during our dark time. We watched it about 11 times, I think, in a week. Because it's just a great movie. You know, it's a fantastic movie. I mean, I think I'm going to watch it again this week. I love the soundtrack. Hans Zimmer, I mean, the god. You know, the god of godfather of soundtrack these days. And number one, my number one, and I think you've mentioned that movie before, it can only be Shawshank Redemption. I mean, maybe not for you, but for me, it's one of the best movies ever made. You know, I just love it. And I love the book as well, actually. The book is very similar to the movie. That's very rare. I liked it both. I mean, Andy Dufresne, you know. Oh, I remember there. I should have put Papillon. I'm going to put Papillon on my number because I have kept going. And after my number 10, I have all these movies that I wanted to put there, but I just didn't want to fit them. Interstellar by Christopher Nolan again. I love that movie. Alien, I mean, the series, but I like the first one, even though some of the special effects are not compared to what you get today. It's not fantastic, but it's still, it was a scary movie, you know, something coming out of your belly. It's pervert, but it's great. I love it. So I will mention Papillon with Steve McQueen and shit, can't remember his name. Oh, we did a great show as well. Oh, fucking hell, I'm very bad with names today. Anyway, Papillon, we'll put that in the end, actually, after Team America, because that's the last one. I just want to put it now, Papillon. Papillon with Steve McQueen. It's about a story about this French guy that just keep on breaking out of, and it's true story as well, Henri Charrière, about the guy that just kept breaking out of prison. You know, if you like Prison Break or anything kind of crap, you will love that movie. It's because it's based on a true story. I love it too. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Just wanted to make that there. Cause I love that movie. You know, I think it's the soundtrack of it. Anyway, The House Behind the Pines. Right, you know, love that movie. Senseless, it's not well known. Senseless with Ewan McGregor, but it's very good. It's about, you know, basically you are losing your senses one after the other, and I think it's very, very thought-provoking movie, because the first sense that you lose, I think, is the taste. So in restaurants, people just put mustard and spices to actually get some kind of sense test on what they're eating, and after that I think it's the touch, you know, towards the end, the last one that goes is the sight. And this is love story about these two person, a girl and a guy, and they just met before they lose their sense of sight. And I love that movie. I think it's well, it's just underrated, because it's one of the, I think it should be one of the top 10 as well, just because of the of the originality of the scenario, you know, and it's well put together. So check that out, Senseless, with Jürgen McGregor, fuck it, you know what I mean. Dancing with Wolf, I can't remember his name either. My God, it did not Robin Wood. Oh, Kevin Costner, there you go. Yeah, love Dancing with Wolf, again, based on true stories about the American frontier, and I thought, when I was a kid, I watched it a lot of time, because I thought it was sad, then a good movie, just a good movie to watch, you know, very, very good. Citizen Kane, one of an ex-girlfriend of mine made me watch it, and she didn't force me, but you know, she knew about the movie, which is the same one for the second one, which is Some Like It Hot. Oh, very good, very good, very good. Those two ones are very good. And it's probably all the movies that I haven't really mentioned here, because I'm not an expert, but I am trying. No Country for Old Men. Ah, come on, that one is awesome. Persepolis, it's about an Iranian, it's a cartoon actually, an Iranian girl, and she goes through Iran, because Iran was pretty liberal and kind of a westernized to a point, and then something changed with the government, and they bring the Sharia laws, or I don't know, the more towards religion. And this is really, I'm not going to be political here, but it's a very good movie, very good descending cartoon, fucking French now, very good cartoon about one girl's life story in a way, or, you know. Anyway, I digress. And the second one on top of the cartoon here is the Bellevue Rendezvous, about the story about this cycling guy that just trained a lot with his mom, and it's very, very the thing is, there's no dialogue in that movie, and that's what's really good about it, because there's no dialogue. It's all about the characters' kind of behavior, and you can understand what's going on without actually having any kind of dialogue. And so it's a French animation, but you know, if you don't know French, you don't need to, because there is no dialogue, so you will understand it. It's a very good one. I remember going out with a girlfriend at the time. She was sitting by me at the end of the movie. I think she wanted me to kiss her, but I just didn't know how. I know it sounds silly now, but I got shy, I guess. Anyway, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Yeah, I gotta give you that one. And since we're on the funny topic, Zoolander. If you haven't seen Zoolander, but the piece take about the model world, it's funny. I love that movie. I'm gonna watch it again, actually, soon. The Incredibles. And Pixar, and Toy Story. Blow with Johnny Depp, again, true story about this guy, can't remember his name, but really, really sad ending, very sad ending, but very well put together, very good movie, you know. I thought I'd watch it again, actually, very good. The Wolf of Wall Street, I mean, that's gotta be one of the best movies I've seen in the last 10 years, really, really good. I mean, even though, you know, it's pretty shameful what he did, Jordan Belfort, when his book is actually better than the movie's great, but the book gives you an insight about how he was thinking at times, and this a lot of stuff that didn't make the movie, because obviously it's a movie. But I'm not taking away from shit, we made a movie, Scorsese, masterpiece, The Wolf of Wall Street, masterpiece. The Grand Budapest Hotel, it's a very good one. Heinz, what's his name? He's very peculiar, that director, because he's got style that you can recognize when you see his movies. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, I just, sometimes you can tell. And another one is An Island, and I cannot remember the name of that one, but it's a very good one. So if you like The Grand Budapest Hotel, just check out what director did on other projects, because it's a good one. Ah, and Team America, I mean, you gotta love that one. Team America is awesome. And also Papillon, which I just added up in the end when I was talking to you folks. So there is so many movies that I would love to put there, because I just pretty think that within a week or after, I'll have another 10. But this is it, you know. So I love to listen to your top 10. So if you go on the podcast, on the show notes, there's the link to the Dido Show page, book, Facebook page, And if you want to comment, or if you want to give me any new movies that I haven't really mentioned yet that I love to watch because you think they are great, I'm always looking for reviews, recommendation. I love that because I don't know, I haven't seen them all. Anyway, go. That's it. This is a short one, of course. But this week, I'm still I'm still learning on this new project that I'm doing with this new book that I mentioned to you. The How to Change Your Own Mind by Joe Pater. Is it Pater? Okay, it's probably not. But it's a very good book, and I really need to master it in terms of telling you. Or actually give you advice to actually read it and how to maybe do the meditation that he talks about in his book and how to change your life and how to attract the things you want. And by that, I mean, you know, just think about it, nothing's gonna happen. Although that's what he mentioned, but I believe that that's not enough. As I said to you before, you know, you need to walk towards your own goal, as I do. And when you do, you see life does smile at you. I mentioned I have some spiritual lady that should come on the show, and I'm still working on that. So bear with me, it's going to come along very, very shortly. I love you guys. Thank you for listening or reading this text. You're not reading, if you're listening. I love you. I'll see you probably Friday or maybe Thursday this week for another episode of The Daily Show. Leave me a review or a comment or just some thumbs up or just some stars on the iPod. I really can't speak English today. The iTunes podcast and all the show notes. All the links are on the show notes, the iTunes podcast, the Google Play, Stitcher, whatever you listen this podcast on. And I still need to build my YouTube channel, but I'm just trying to do some funny things in French, so it probably won't be for you, my English speaking audience. That's it. I love you. I hope you have a good week. It's Tuesday, 29th of October 2019. And in France right now, where I'm from, it's pretty dull outside. Well, I can't complain. I mean, since I've been back since April this year, it's been sunny pretty much every day, although it's not raining, so you know, I can't complain. Anyway, I love you. I'll see you later on this week, and thank you for listening again. I really appreciate it. Bye. Hi guys, thank you for listening to The Daily Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast and Google Play and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is DidierSoulier. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.